Welcome back to the show. You know, I run out of time. That's the biggest problem. There's never enough time in life. But I better finish up that story I was getting at. You know, I'm talking about how do you get your kids to really start behaving in public, and that is that you hope that they mess up in situations where you're out in public, and you take them right home. And the way you're able to do that is you take your kids places that you don't want to go, that they want to go. So you're not so tempted to kind of back down on your limits. And we're talking about a guy here who had a couple little kids who fought in the car all the time. And he says, guys, let's go to Disneyland. We can go as long as there's no problems in the back seat. Well, they get about a mile down the road. The kids start fighting. Dad turns around, goes home. We wanted to go. He says, I know you wanted to go, but gosh, we're going to have to stay. You guys just aren't ready. But that's okay. He was real sweet about it. Well, they said, well, we really want to go. He said, well, maybe, just maybe, you can call up my boss. And maybe, just maybe, he'll give me another, he'll trade the vacation time, right? So I can have a different vacation time. But, you know, if you guys want to call him up, and we don't want to call him, I said, well, that's the only thing you can do. And so these little kids, they call up the boss, and they say to the boss, can our daddy have a different week for vacation? He could work like this week, and then you could give him another week off, like maybe some other time, so we could go to Disneyland. And the boss said, well, I guess that would be okay. You know what, Tom? Mm. It was a setup ahead of time.
Oh.
He never had vacation that week. He knew for a fact that those kids couldn't behave in the backseat of the car.
Oh.
And so the whole thing was a setup. The boss knew ahead of time. He said, yeah, my kids are going to be calling you and asking you if I can have a different vacation time. Would you just humor me and play along? And apparently the boss had a great time doing it. But what did these little kids believe? Well, gosh, if my dad is actually willing to turn around the car on the way to Disneyland and not go, he's really serious about the way we behave in public. He might just do anything.
Sounds like he spent some time plugging the holes.
Yeah, he did. He planned it all out. It was a Mission Impossible type little interaction there. But, you know, we have a caller, and we have Charlene from Idaho. Charlene, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. Tell us your question.
Well, I have a 13-year-old son who's been homeschooling this year, and he's been a difficult student. And I have come to the realization that he has been wanting to be in control. And I don't know how to let him have that control, because if I say, okay, well, here's your schoolwork you need to accomplish for the day, you know what you need to do, he will choose to not do it.
Right.
So how can I get him to be more motivated to be in control of his work so that he will want to do it?
Okay, now you're talking about schoolwork right now.
Oh.
And the way we got you on the show was you sent us an email, right?
Oh, I'm sorry if I'm not getting what I want.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But you sent us an email,
yeah.
And then we called you, just so listeners know how to get on the show if they'd like to.
Okay.
And then we called you and, hey, can we do this over the show? Because we think other people would like to hear it. And so that's how you got on.
Yeah.
And so you have this 13-year-old boy who is homeschooled with you,
yeah,
and does not want to do his schoolwork, but there's some other issues. It sounds like he pretty much won't listen to a lot of the other things you ask him to
do.
You
know, he enjoys making me upset when he does push my buttons and I fall, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
He really enjoys that. He smirks, and it makes me really upset that he's having that he's able to push those buttons, and I'm just really frustrated with that.
Boy, I'd be frustrated too. You know, I'm looking at your email here, and there is a part where you mentioned that, you know, for example, he just carved something into the table, right?
He did.
Yeah, and then he, what did he say to you after he did it?
He just smiled.
He just smiled.
Yeah, self-satisfied, yeah. Kind of like, ha ha.
Oh, yeah.
So,
And. Do you think he feels bad when he does things that hurt other people?
It's hard to tell. It's really difficult to tell.
Yeah. Or does he, well, I'm going to give you two options. You tell me which one you think is the most accurate. Does he feel bad because he's hurt other people or hurt property, or does he feel bad when he gets caught and gets punished?
I would have to say caught and punished.
Okay, so it's not so much that there's this inner voice inside of him that says, you know, gee, I really feel bad for what I did. It's more of like, gosh, it's okay if I do these things as long as I don't get punished.
Well, if I try to appeal to his, how would you feel if somebody did that to you, he'll say, well, I'd feel bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say, well, then why do you do that? Well, I don't know.
Do you think he'd really feel bad?
I'm not certain. That's
You're not certain.
Part.
See, what we're talking about right here, what I'm hearing is that we have a kid who really just does not seem to have a very well-developed conscience.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to share some thoughts with you about this. The first thing I want to say is that one of the recommendations is you've got to find some way to brainwash yourself. And brainwash yourself into being able to work with this kid in a way where he does not see your face turn red. Because when you have a kid that has a poorly developed conscience, the one thing that'll maintain the bad behavior is getting your goat. So we'll be right back and give you some more help.
The phone lines are open and the doctor is taking calls.